Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Welcome into Players Only with Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Danan Hughes.
Excellent throw and catch. Just gets inside, uses his big body. No answer for number 87.
Check this out. Players Only.
What's going on, Chiefs Kingdom? We are in the AFC Championship version of Players Only. I am Danan Hughes. Welcome back. This is what we expect to be one of the final three shows of this season, of this Chiefs season. And it has been an absolute blast to be here each and every week. We've been here on Players Only as we are Thursday nights. And I got the ex-partner in crime, the current guest. He likes to be called a guest now because he's not on here every week. We got Sean Barber in the building, a.k.a. Barbershop. What's going on, Barbershop?
Hey, man, love to be in the building, man. I just finished Rafikiing my man seat out a few times. He's still worried about this wide receiver room. He's still bringing up old ex-girlfriend. He got a lot of baggage about the regular season. I'm like,
he needs some counseling.
It's the postseason. Why are you still talking about old stuff? Like, so, what's going on? Like, let's talk about what happened last week. Let's talk about what's going to happen this week. Are you talking about the regular season? Like, that ain't even relative. That don't even matter no more. So
Shop, let me ask you this. We're on a group text with a lot of guys here at Odyssey, and there's a lot of different traffic that goes on in the text messages. And I always wondered the perspective from you. Do you believe that they believe everything that they say?
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes.
That's the sad part about it is I would think that over years and years of kind of being around us and knowing us that we might have like grew on them a little bit, like a little bit of osmosis or just listening the way just we talk to each other.
Through osmosis, yep.
And it's not that we're always right. It's not about being right. Like you, I've learned this from you. It's not that I'm right, but I have a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my perspective is based off of years of experience.
And facts.
In fact, so maybe that should be deemed a little bit more prioritized than just some hot take from left field about something that's going on in the NFL, or some coaching move, or some line of questioning, or different things like that. You know, it's a very interesting thread because it's like no hold bars. Like it's I mean, it talks about everything. We talk about everything.
Yeah,
on
we
there,
get
so
into everything.
It's good.
So, do you feel like one of your missions in life is to be the Rafiki of the entire Odyssey Sports network?
Nah, man. So, I mean, nah. I mean, I know you can't help everybody. You can't help everybody. Like, no matter how good you are, no matter how much you want it for them, you just want them to grow and learn and stuff. They ain't my kids. They ain't responsible. They ain't on my tax.
You don't get no tax break?
Yeah, I don't get no deductions for them jokers, so.
I will say I am entertained every single day one, that you are paying that close attention to the midday, to that you are dialed in to the point that you, and you feel extremely comfortable sharing your perspective with everybody, whether they ask for it or not. That's the point that gets me. They don't ever ask, hey, Barbershop, what do you think about this? But you already feel like they're asking you.
Because I feel like if you're going to say it on air and you're going to say it to the public, it should be something that actually has some legs to it. And too many disc jockeys, radio hosts, or whatever you want to call it, they on here just saying whatever for whatever reason, just hot takes. You know, half the show we got upset at Sean, whatever his name was, who said that he thinks that, you know, Josh Allen is still better than Pat Mahomes, whoever that guy was from New York or whatever. All right, I mean, that's his opinion. Whatever. It has no facts. It has it has no legs to it, especially after the last game we just finished. But for him to take that national platform and decide just to, like, run with it, I mean, sometimes I feel like the same way with the radio station. We have guys that are on, you know, you got a midday audience. They're trying to be informed. They want to know, like, some information that they can take to the water cooler.
They want meat.
Share with their friends about, hey, man, that's what I heard on the radio. Some really great inside, some knowledgeable stuff. Some of that stuff, man, I'm just like, that ain't hot. That ain't.
And it's your mission.
I mean, I got to let them know, dog.
That's Barbershop. Again, this is Dane and Hughes. The phone lines, text lines are open. Text us, call us as we tackle those in the third quarter of the show. 913-586-7610. The phone lines, the text lines will stay open. I always appreciate, Barbershop, your willingness to be able to invoke your opinion, to impart your wisdom. I think there's a different perspective that we have as guys that played the game. That's why it's been so fun for what now is, I think it's the fifth season that we've been on the air with Players Only.
Man, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, and it's amazing that we're going to our sixth straight AFC championship. Do you see there's a correlation between Players Only and the success of the Chiefs? Are you willing to extend that perspective, that there's a correlation between us being on air and the Chiefs' success?
No,
you don't want to go that far?
No, we ain't got nothing to do with it. What happens between those white lines? Those guys prepare on the practice field.
That was your one chance.
That was my one chance?
Your one chance for us to be on the same page.
No, man. Defense wins ball games. Those defenders out there playing.
Oh, my gosh.
They win championships.
Julio, is there a commercial break yet? He already talking about defense winning ball games. That's why Barbershop's only on here once a month, y'all.
Hey, I'm cool with that, though. I'm cool with that. The listeners even, like, they say, you know what, Barber? Every week is too much. Like, you and your Chiefs color glasses, you don't want to say nothing bad about Andy Reid or Brett Veach. You don't ever, you know, criticize Mahomes. You always think that Spags got making all the great calls and everything. I don't recall myself saying those things, but that's how people have taken my words and twisted them around, and maybe that's what they're feeling that I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I try to look at things from a systematic way, and I just know that from being on the practice field, we practice a lot of things, and we don't always use everything we practice each week. Some things we are practicing to use them in the future because we know these things are solid. We got it down packed. This is going to always work. So why show it to half the world and let them work on it, on a solution to it for 18 weeks? Yeah. Let's just keep that to us. We know we're going to use it.
Tucked in your back pocket.
And we got other things to work on. We're going to work on the things that are, you know, ain't going so well, ain't going so good. And now it's time to just let your personality, that Andy Reid always says, let your personality show.
Yep.
So that's what we're showing in the playoffs. We letting everybody see our true personality, our true colors.
Well, that's what we're doing on Players Only, like we do every week. We can let our personalities show. We let our guards down. We have a good time. Hopefully the listeners and the texters feel that energy from us, whether it was with Kendall Gammon in the booth with me last week, Bill Moss, Keith Cash, Dante Hall called in, Barbershop, you've been on every week, every month. Billy Baber's been in here. Several guys that give you a different perspective. That's kind of what we bring to the table when it's all said and done. But Barbershop, one other aspect of the personality, or at least the truth, bringing it to the mic, is this last game against the Buffalo Bills. There's a lot of things that kind of went into that game, went into that matchup, the buildup of that matchup. But I want to hear your perspective of that game, that win, and that environment, and what we accomplished, and even if you want to point out some specific accomplishments by players.
Well, I mean, first of all, let's start off with, you know, holding their wide receiver, another number one wide receiver in the league, another top five wide receiver, gets held to, way under his normal standard. And he's been kind of, and just to be honest, he's been MIA for the last few weeks for them. Mm-hmm. But they found other methods to move the ball. Obviously, I think everybody knew that Dalton Kincaid was going to be a beast. He was everything we expected. James Cook out the backfield. I talked earlier about how hard it is to guard the tight end position when you have a downhill running game. And, the downhill running game was not just James Cook, but also the quarterback, Josh Allen. And when they got that 1-2 combo coming at you, and then Dalton Kincaid is finding his niche in different ways, it's almost like Stephon Diggs got cold. Like, he never got into the flow of the game. And then when it was his time to be called and be Superman, he didn't. He dropped it.
Yeah. So. Stephon Diggs, 8 targets, 3 catches for 21 yards, no touchdowns. So just 7 yards a catch. You mentioned him being kind of cold for the last few weeks. He hadn't had a 100-yard game since week 6. So as a number one receiver with the quarterback, as you mentioned, what other people say is the best or better than Patrick Mahomes, which would make him the best in the league. I would assume that person is saying that. For his number one target to go out like that at the end of the season.
Tough.
It's tough. But I want to give you some more time to talk about the Bills, because I feel like from a linebacker's perspective, I don't think people realize, you mentioned about guarding the tight ends, but also guarding the run game. And a linebacker is pretty much being those guys that have the dual duty of being responsible for their curl flat areas, the man-to-man coverage, et cetera, but then also being aware of the run, being also aware of the quarterback draw, the scrambling ability, staying in the windows, taking away throws, et cetera. The complexities that go on with that when you're facing a guy like Josh Allen, because later in the show we're going to be talking about facing Lamar Jackson. So I want your perspective from playing in that position and having to deal with those mobile quarterbacks, with the guys that have that kind of ability like Josh.
Yeah, it's just an extra layer of stress that already, the position itself, lineman assignment, you wear the green dot, you set in the defensive front. Anytime the offense, any shifts of motion, you got to make sure the front is adjusted to whatever the new run strength is or the passing strength. You got to control any kind of underneath coverage, because not only do you play run gaps, but if it's a pass, you got to give the secondary some underneath coverage so that the ball rises, so they're not throwing just lasers right to the receivers. And so because you have to kind of go up and back, any kind of run action, RPO, any kind of run fake that gets you out of your position, then you got to retreat fully to get back to where you need to be to give the right guy the right amount of underneath help to, play your position the right way. So that is a very unique skill set it takes to play that position at a high level. And the really crazy thing about the Chiefs is we found maybe like 4 guys that all do it really, really well, and they're almost interchangeable now. So between Bolton and Tranquil, and between Leo Chenault and Willie Gay, even through some injuries or some setbacks and whatever's gone on throughout the season, it's kind of brought everybody's floor to about the same level, where you don't really miss a beat depending on who's in the game and who's not. You don't really need to package a certain linebacker to be a better run stopper and a certain linebacker to be a better pass stopper. They've all kind of worked it out so that there's a very consistent feel no matter which guys are on the field together.
I think that's a great point, because I think the general fan doesn't realize if something happens when Derek Nnadi, Chris Jones, George Karloftis are out of the game and Nick Bolton are out of the game. I think the general fan is like, where's Chris? Where's Nick? Where's this person? But the rotation that Spags has, and basically the rotation in the NFL, and I believe this point proves my point about the disparagement, the difference between first string and second string. The general fan, I feel like, believes that first string in high school and second string in high school, there was such a drastic difference that's something that happens at the NFL. So why is the second string guy in there? Why are we concerned about the second guy when there is such, I'm preaching to the choir here with you, but I want to make sure I make this point to the fans that are listening. There is such a slight difference between a first stringer, a starter, and a backup. Like, they're backup because there's only one starter. There's only one center. There's only one quarterback. There's only one running back. The second guy could be just as good or better. It just happens to be that the first guy is who the coach chose, or the first guy is better for the dynamic of an offense. Mm-hmm. Whatever the case may be, like, we got to get out of our heads as fans that second and third string guys are significantly lower in playing ability than others. They just may not have had the opportunity.
Yes.
We're going to see that this week. Maybe Nick Allegretti might have to step in for Joe Tooney. I see the text messages talking about that. But I want to make sure of that point before we get into the specifics, understanding that, like, Drew Tranquil is not a lesser player than Nick Bolton. Mm-mm. Leo Chanel is not a lesser player than Willie Gay Jr. Like, they are, there's like neck and neck, 1A and 1B. It just so happens that if there was a coin toss and you said, Willie and Drew, you go start the game, I don't think there'd be a significant difference.
Yep, wouldn't miss a beat.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the luxury that we have. Now, not every team has that. I would say this before we go to break. The Buffalo Bills, they dreamt of the opportunity that they had. When you consider the picture of Stephon Diggs standing in the corner of the end zone a few years back when they lost the AFC championship,
watching the scoreboard,
during the cover,
right?
Watching the scoreboard, watching the celebration, soaking it all in, and tears and emotions and all that. Then you fast forward to the 13-second game when they're single finger in salutes to our fans and talking trash on the sideline and all that stuff. And then we come back and win. And now to go out this way, they've been dreaming of this opportunity. And I don't want to hear any more about the Buffalo Bills. I don't want to hear any more about how good they can be or what they can accomplish in regards to comparisons to the Chiefs. If the Chiefs don't go to the Super Bowl next year, don't tell me about the Buffalo Bills being better or that these were just kind of anomalies or you know, runs of fate in regards to the Bills. The Chiefs are a better football team than the Bills. They showed that. They played up to their potential, offense, defense, special teams, when the Bills did not. So with that being said, let's go to break. We're going to come back, and we got the hot fire, spit fire take. And I got a feeling that my man Barbershop got something special for y'all.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
My name is D-Nice, and taking out your socket, and you don't know how I did it, yo.
Bono looking to pass the football, throws in the middle, pass is cut, touchdown Kansas City, touchdown Chiefs, Dane and Hughes, took the bullet over the middle from Steve Bono.
First and 10 for the Chiefs at the 14 of the Steelers,
halfback pass. Marcus Allen, right side, touchdown, Kansas City, Dayton Hughes from Marcus Allen.
Expert analysis, news, and views from Chiefs Radio Network color analyst Dayton Hughes.
The so-called number one defense in the NFL that hadn't played anybody during the last part of the season, and we showed who was the best team on this field and deserved to host another AFC championship for four straight years.
But you can call him D-Nice.
Just call me D-Nice. My name is D-Nice.
All right, we are back. Players Only, second quarter of the show. I got my guest, Sean Barber. Before we get into your hot takes, spitfire takes, Barbershop, tell the listeners how they can follow you on social media.
Oh, at Sean Barber 59, Sean Barber underscore 913 on X, which used to be Twitter or something like that. I don't know. I got a bunch of different accounts on IG and Twitter and Instagram, whatever it is. So Google, find some of those things. And then I also have a weekly podcast called The Process that you can find on KCSN Sports Network.
Yeah, definitely follow. Definitely a must follow. The Process.
The Process.
Barbershop, all right. Go ahead with your hot fire, spit fire takes. Julio is the judge.
Every play, I got two men on me. Every single play. Coach, there's no way.
There's no way.
I can be getting double every play.
I can be double time.
It's not possible. It's not possible.
Not possible.
Why, look at the papers. It's not possible.
Hey, I'm looking at the papers, and I don't even know what he's talking about. Because I'm looking at the papers, And he won't get in double team. It was T. Rich man on man. It was Will Shields mano a mano at the goal line, and he flatbacks him over and over again. This comes from the 2003 season, man. We had the chance to go to Baltimore, the Kansas City Chiefs, when I was playing, and yes, against the vaulted Ray Lewis and that defense. And man, it's like our offensive line, they took it personal.
Mm-hmm.
Them guys, man, with Jason Dunn, Tony Gonzalez, with T. Rich. It's like that front seven, they started like blood boiling.
That's Willie Rofe, Will Shields, Casey Weidman, yes. John Tate.
They
and
made it
Brian
so
Waters.
Personal. They made it so personal. The fact that they saw Ray Lewis going sideline to sideline, hitting running backs late, hitting them on the sideline, shots at people as they're going down. Cause you know he always was 150 total tackles because he kept piling on, getting there at the last second, hitting mm-hmm. people. And they got so mad from watching that film. They was like, if it's one guy that we hope to keep from making one tackle in the game, we're going to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to hit this sucker, hit him. And I'm talking about he got to the sideline and they was holding his nose because his nose was bleeding. And he started crying to the coordinator. I can't believe they how can they double team me?
Play that again, Julio, real quick?
How can they double every play? How can they keep double teaming me? You got to look at the paper. Somebody got to make a play out here.
Coach, I'm talking about every play. I got two men on me.
Two men on me.
Coach, there's no way.
There's no way, Coach.
I can be getting double every play. It's just not possible. It's not possible. What? Look at the papers. It's not possible.
Look, and if anything, my dream to come true, they got a guy, Roquan Smith. He's cut from the same cloth. He is Ray Lewis Jr. If there's ever one, he goes sideline to sideline. He's hitting your quarterback, your wide receiver, to anybody who's even close to being down. He's spearing them. He's checking them. He's chucking them. He's making sure that you don't get any extra yardage. He finishes off the pile. And the one thing we got to do is make sure that guy doesn't get any extra hits, no extra licks on anybody on our team. Take that challenge, man. Offensively, take that challenge. Wide receivers, running backs, tight ends, anybody who got a chance, he number zero, agent zero is what he goes by. And he's talking about before the game, somebody's going to have to pull his dead body off the field. That's how much he wants to win. That's how bad he wants every drive, every emotion. Give me everything you got. He tries to call upon all the emotions of all his players to come to his aid, to just keep that defense playing and hustling to the ball and everything. Man, I love the way he goes to work when it comes to his effort. But a lot of this, man, this country bumpkin be out here just talking all this, man, just all
yin
this
yang.
Mess. All
talking
this mess.
Talking all the yin-yang.
Man, we got to shut up Agent Zero. If that's one thing we got to do come the first half, every snap, shut up Agent Zero. Don't let that sucker get nothing.
I'll give it to you. You went to the angle of offense. And I'm surprised here. Julio, I'm sure you're surprised. He went to the defense getting pounded by the offense. Barbershop, I never thought that I would be more proud of you than I am right now. You acknowledging the offense having being a factor in this game against your type of defensive players.
Yeah, some growth. I've shown some growth over
the season. You're maturing, man. You're getting smart. You're learning from me through osmosis.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. So I would say my hot fire take is this. We as fans don't know everything. And I say that because this past week and what we saw in the Miami Dolphins game, and even with the Mecole Hardman fumbles, Patrick Mahomes came out in the press conference today and was asked specifically about the confidence in receivers. And I thought his answer was incredible because he relayed the sentiment that I think fans need to recognize. I'm not saying that the fans don't see what they see and 33 plus drops during the season aren't a factor. But what Patrick said today was, I see how these guys work every single day. The question was basically, and I'm paraphrasing, how do you still have confidence in these dudes when they drop the ball? That's basically what they were saying, they were asking. And his answer I thought was the epitome of a leader, the epitome of a team player, and a guy that has a championship mindset, and how we should be so proud to have this guy as the leader of our team in the Chiefs Kingdom. He answered, "You guys see game day. I see everything else. I see every practice. I see every pre-practice. I see every post-practice. I see every work, every bit of work that these guys have done. And because of that, I'm able to trust them on game day. You don't see him screaming at guys on the sideline. You don't see him screaming at guys in the huddle. Yes, you may see a gesture here and there, a grabbing of his helmet, you know, maybe a coaching point to tell a guy, come back to the ball. Those are all normal parts of the game. The ebbs and flows of games, the emotions that flow. If I'm running down on a punt return or a punt coverage and the ball just bounces in the end zone, I'm going to throw my hands up and be frustrated too. Doesn't mean that it shouldn't have been a play that I made if I was a half second short. It's just that the emotions take over. But Patrick Mahomes addressing it with this group and saying, I see all the work that these guys done, and I personally have no disregard to giving these guys an opportunity to make plays. And that showed itself with MVS, had the two key catches, and after each catch, it led to a touchdown. To throw the ball to guys other than Rashee Rice, when we see so many fans and so many people on X/Twitter talk about, well, I guess we only could throw it to Travis and Rashee because that's all that's going to catch the ball. Yeah, that may have been the case in certain games where it seemed that way, but aren't we thankful that we're moving to another AFC championship game, a 6th straight AFC championship game, because we have a leader that thinks differently than some of us as fickle fans. That even though you may see a body of work during games, that had it not been for MVS last year against the Cincinnati Bengals, we may not go to a Super Bowl. Had it not been for MVS this year in the Buffalo Bills, we may not be going to an AFC championship. Had it not been for certain guys, we may not be in the position that we are. Now, we lost games. Have we lost games because of those guys dropping passes? Yes. But was the goal getting to where we are now the goal? Yes. So let's be thankful. That's my hot fire take. I'm venting a little bit. I've been critical of our receivers. I'm definitely going to be that as a guy that played 6 years at that position. But I am thankful personally that we have a guy that recognizes that we are going to need everybody in that locker room to get what the goal is, get to the goal, and that's where we're at now.
I see how they work every single day. I mean, everybody sees the game day, and they might not see the success that they want to happen. But when you see the work and the work that these guys have every single day, you know that they're giving everything they have, and that's all you can ask for. And then we let the results handle themselves. We go out there and just play to our best of our ability and try to win the game.
Woo, 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 woo. Man, it must be AFC Championship Week. We got two Spitfires, hot fires, fire takes. And that's how it should be when you're playing championship football. When we come back, we're going to take on the text lines. Dan, we see you. We got a couple of callers, and we got a bunch of texts. See if we got enough time to get to them all.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles, and as the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Me, reminisce sometime. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays.
All right, we are back. Players only. Back in the building. What barbershop you look at me when Diddy was on? That's how I can read your mind. That's how much we've been together. Too much. And I'm reading your mind. As soon as they started playing the song, you looked at me like, "Why are we playing?"
Because I've been listening for that Mystical, bro. I mean waiting for that.
No, we're not giving you your intro. You're only a guest.
I'm spicy like gumbo.
You're only a guest here. All right, players only, barbershop, Dane and Hughes here. We got the phone lines, text lines open, and we got, looks like we got some phone issues. Julio, no? All right, we got the phone lines, Dan and KC. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Dan. Hey, Sean, how you doing? I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, it was a great performance by the Chiefs. They did a good job shutting Stephon down. Hey, Stephon wasn't into the game. You know, I dropped that one in the fourth quarter. That could have been a big play, and he fumbled the ball earlier. But it was a great job by the Chiefs and Kelce with two touchdowns, and Pacheco with a touchdown. They did this for you, Dayton. Yeah, they won that game at Buffalo for you. So let's take care of business. Oh, yeah, Dayton, my brother John, he called me at Tupelo, Mississippi, Sunday City home. Heard me on the post-game show, Bink. He said, I do a good job. I said, I just got to slow down and talk normally. But I get excited, you know how it is, you know, when you're on the air. So take care of yourself. Let's go to the Super Bowl. Take care of yourself, guys.
Appreciate you, Dan. Hey, Dan, do not listen to your brother. We need your energy. You can talk as fast as you want. You are the Red Bull with the five-hour chaser, man, that we need right in the middle of the show.
Dan, he slid in that little backhanded compliment, that little disrespect to you.
What did he say this time?
He slid.
You be listening for stuff. I think you hearing stuff.
He's like, yo, we got one back for you because you went up there and got your butt kicked by Baltimore, by the Buffalo Bills. And he felt how hurt you was. Every time he heard you on radio, he was crying about how hurt you was about anybody.
He said all that?
He said all that.
Okay, I gotta go back to the tape to hear him say all of
good
that.
Good job,
what you
Dan.
Just said.
Good job, Dan.
All right, we got line two from Raytown. What's good? Jake, what's going on, Jake?
Oh, hey, how you doing? You know, it's funny, when that Diddy came on in the beginning, I started laughing too, because I know old DT's up there just smiling down on this. Y'all touched on a little bit, but one thing I wanted to just, you know, put out there was, I don't think a lot of these fans and a lot of people that are blessed to be watching these boys and what they're doing take enough time to really appreciate, you know, what we're watching. So with that, I'll follow up with a question. Do you think that Mahomes really is sitting there thinking, like, I'm competing to be one of those top guys as a player? Does that really, you know, come to the forefront of your mind, or is it more the duty at task and a game-by-game thing? And I'll listen off air. I appreciate what y'all do. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you, Jake. What do you think, Barbershop?
Man, I played with a number of guys who, whether they had the skill and ability of Patrick Mahomes, the way they prepared themselves to go play, I call them, they had that Mamba mindset. And you hear Kobe Bryant talking about it. You hear Michael Jordan have spoke about it. But the pursuit, the relentless pursuit to push yourself at practice – way beyond anybody else, getting in early, getting in before anybody else, practicing until exhaustion, then lifting weights, running, doing whatever you got in the post game, as a football player, working on the jugs machine, as a linebacker, hitting the pad, working on your disengage and wrap tackling, everything beyond what is done, you know, during the normal practice. All the sacrifice you give, it's a pursuit for perfection, knowing that you'll never be perfect. And that is something that I think Patrick has come to grips with, that as special as he is, as amazing as he is, he knows that every game he's not going to go and have a 138.5, whatever the 158.2 quarterback rating each and every game. But in his own way, he's pushing himself to be just so precise, so excellent at playing the position. And you just got to admire a guy that comes out every day, leads a team, does everything right off the field and on the field. And listen, people are human. So even if it was a mistake, you know that the majority of this guy's intention is just to keep bringing his team up to a higher and higher level. And again, let that scoreboard take care of itself. Go out there every offensive time. Let's go score points. Defensively, let's stop them from scoring points. That's all it takes.
Yeah, I think it's very unique. I mean, I think both of us getting to the level where we got to, there were things that we did that other people didn't do, other people weren't willing to do. Ways that we stretched our bodies and our psyche, maybe put pressure on our family time, put pressure on our social life to get to a point that we got to. And to excel to the level that we got to. I've always said to my kids and other kids, all you parents out there of kids that play sports, if the only time you're working on said sport is when your parents tell you or the coach calls practice, you're missing the boat. You're missing the boat. It's about the extra stuff that you do. It's about the extra time, energy, and effort that you put into what you say means a lot to you. I've had kids, my kids, I have five kids, four of them played college sports, and it's in part because they did the extras. And a lot of the kids that I've coached and so on. So we are fortunate that Patrick is one of those guys that has done the extra work to get to greatness, and then he's bringing other guys into greatness with him. All right, we got Big Jax. Big Jax, what you got, bro?
Hey, what's going on, Danny? What's happening with you, bro?
Doing good, man.
Cool. Barbershop, what's good?
Hey, man, it's hanging Big Jax always, brother.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, man, you know, it's such a blessing, man, to get to watch my team be in the sixth straight AFC championship game. Like, I grew up here. This is my squad. And then all those years of frustration to be in this era, this is unbelievable. So, as for this week, though, they better have all four of those chin strap spots snapped up real good, mm-hmm. and they got to come with it. Do you hear me? Like, period. Mm-hmm. Like, this defense has got to play its very best game. This offense has got to play its best game. Special teams got to play its best game, because this Baltimore team is extremely good, and it's going to take a total team effort to make it happen. But I'm predicting they're going to get to 26. And they're going to hold up Baltimore to 24. And we're going to win out again, headed for another Super Bowl. So, hey, man, I appreciate y'all time, bro. I'll holler at y'all later.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Big Jax. I like that prediction. I think we can outwork the Ravens and ruin that whole coast's feelings, even if they got some Commanders and other guys coming over on the fence to join against the Chiefs. That's fine. We'll take it. And, We'll be able to throw some haymakers back. All right, we got Ryan, the last call. You got to make it quick. We're up against the break. Ryan, what you got, bro?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. First time. Yeah, two quick things. I really wish we would see a little more anticipation on defense. We really need more interceptions. We need to really work on that on offense. I'm really puzzled by something. I want to hear y'all comment about it. We got a guy drafted in the first round. He's a brute. And he's on the bench all the time. We give the ball to a track guy that's impersonating a football player. His last name's Hardman. If we give that ball to Allaire, Edwards Allaire, there's no doubt he would have scored and ran over three people while doing it. Anyway, that's my beef. And I wish the Chiefs would use Edwards Allaire more. He's awesome. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate you, Ryan. Definitely don't make it your last time calling. We appreciate the call. I know there's been a lot of chatter about the plays in the red zone, specifically some of the selection, et cetera, regarding Mecole Hardman's involvement and so on. I just feel like there's a game plan. Sometimes we set things up. We run things just to be able to loosen the defense up. Hindsight is always 20/20. We've seen success on offense with jet sweeps and other things with Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill in the past. And to go to that well It was unfortunate how it unfolded. I'm not going to be too critical of it when we win, but I also understand from a fan's perspective the frustration. There's frustration with me in the booth at times. If you were able to see the camera angles in the booth, you see a whole bevy of emotional twists from me sitting next to Mitch Holthus in the booth. But I'm still thankful, and I still have trust in Andy and Brett Veach that we'll get the job done. With that, we got to go to break. We'll come back, and we will tackle a few of the texts. There's really some cool questions in the text. We'll get to that before we tackle the Ravens.
Hey, Ryan, don't call back.
Yeah, you Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
By the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Hit it. All right, we're back. Players Only fourth quarter, AFC Championship edition of Players Only. Barbershop is here. I'm Dana. We only got about 6 minutes left, so I want to tackle a couple of these text messages. Look, some good ones here. Earlier in the show from 816, do you recall yourself saying today the Chiefs sandbagged their good plays to save them for all year for the playoffs, and during the regular season, Sky was good because of his snap count, so they were intentionally bad with Sky, according to then and what? Okay, I want to be abundantly clear here.
I don't know how somebody can even text all that.
You can practice plays in OTAs and training camp that are specifically for teams that you might play or you are going to play later in the season. Patrick Mahomes talked about that. Andy Reid talked about that in his press conference. Coaches talk about that. You don't practice the same week everything that you're going to do. It might be something that you tap into from week one that may have worked in week one against the Detroit Lions that you know for a fact is going to work against the Cincinnati Bengals in the latter part of the week, the latter part of the season. As far as Sky Moore, my contention is if you are an NFL player, regardless of where you're on a depth chart, and you know going into a game that you're going to be targeted and you're going to play 50-plus plays, you would be surprised. I'm not saying it's automatic with Blaine Gabbert and versus Patrick Mahomes or people like that. You would be surprised how many guys would still make plays and they would still be efficient and help towards a win. I'm just saying that. Regardless of the depth chart designation, etc., guys flourish different ways. Some guys can flourish with 10 plays. Some guys need 50 plays, but they would flourish. All right. Thoughts on Allegretti from the 816. Thoughts on Allegretti stepping in for Tooney, another one of those pro all-pro guys. What's your thought?
Well, I know we got a personal text from Amanda Carlo, who I think represents Allegretti, said he's going to have a phenomenal game.
Yep,
so
Amanda texted us.
I think we're going to throw out some good bets that if he has a penalty-free game, sack-free game, then we'll all go out to eat Capital Grill together.
And thanks, Amanda.
And even if you don't, guess what? We'll still go out to eat together.
Do we call her Nostramanda?
Nostramanda. She's all-knowing. Amanda Carlo. Gold Griff. Shout out to Gold Griff.
Yeah, shout out to Gold Griff.
But I don't think that a guard, if there's, I'm not going to say anybody is insignificant, but the easiest position to cover for, the easiest position to have.
Will Shields, hopefully you ain't listening.
Oh, Will can listen to this. I ain't scared of Will Shields.
Why your voice go high?
The easiest position to have, because he got a flanker, he got a wingman on both sides, so the tackle can help, the center can help. So if there is a position where there is any kind of deficit or there is a, the skill level goes down a little bit, if I had a chance to select one on the offensive side, I would select a guard. That's the position I would want a person to be replaced.
All right, we're up against it in regards to, we still got to touch on the Ravens. I saw one of the texts. D-Nice and Shop, how do we attack the Ravens D? With these last few minutes, Barbershop, I want to get your perspective of this game, what we need to do against this Ravens team, not just the defense, to come away with another AFC championship and a road to Arrowhead West, which is Allegiant Field in Las Vegas.
All right, we're going to do what we always do. We're going to use shifts and motions to figure out if they're in man or zone. Yep. If they're in man, we should do a lot of taking our running backs, putting them out wide, bringing them back in the backfield. Make that linebacker run as much before and after the snap. Run the ball, throw the ball, hit the perimeter, hit the edges, go vertical. This team is built upon the fact that they run to the ball like no other. That's the one thing that on every game and every film, you see how fast, how many hats they have to the ball carrier. Well, use that against them. Peppering the ball to the left side of the field deep, right side of the field deep, the left corner, line of scrimmage, screens.
Swing routes
that forces them to cover and pursue all of. Don't just run it right downhill at them to two or three guys and let them take a play off. Run a reverse. Run some spot. Like, run a bunch of different things to have them running all over the field. Because to me, when I watched them the season of their game film, I do the All 22, the abbreviated version, because it, like, compiles it all together. But what I've seen from them is late in the ball games against the Browns, when the Browns start running the ball on them, they gave up like a 17-play, 10-minute-long 80-yard drive, and then they gave up a 12-play drive to end the game for a field goal that cost them the game. If you take a team like this that runs the ball the way they do and you keep them on the field, man, guess what? Human nature takes over.
Yep. Against Cleveland, they ran for 178 yards in that game. We have from the 816, all the 100-yard-plus games that the Ravens defense gave up this season. I would say this, from an offensive perspective, we have to be willing to stay with our game plan, not chase points, not look up at the scoreboard and realize, oh, my gosh, we're down by three. Oh, my gosh, we're up by four. We need to hurry up and score because they have Lamar Jackson on their side and we don't want to give them an opportunity to score. We got to stay with our game plan, just like we did against Josh Allen last week, and seize opportunities when they present themselves on defense, having the same mindset going into that game with containing the quarterback. You're not going to stop Lamar Jackson. You just got to contain him and force him to make throws from the pocket. There were several times in that game where we didn't even rush Josh Allen. You saw Chris Jones and Amenihu and Karloftis just standing at the line of scrimmage waiting for him to scramble so that they can tackle him and forcing him to throw from the pocket, and that's why we were successful. This is a winnable game and another opportunity for us to get to the Super Bowl. That's the ultimate goal. However it can get done, let's get it done in Baltimore. For Julio Barbershop, guest barbershop, and for me, Danon Hughes, you can follow me on Twitter at DA Hughes Guy. Let's get this win, Chiefs. Go Chiefs. Peace.
See me and Julio down at the schoolyard.
Yeah. Players Only with Danon Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Look around. Every car you see is probably on Auto Trader. New cars, used cars, electric cars. As for flying cars, well, we're ready when they are. If you see a car you like, find it on AutoTrader. That's our kind of thing. AutoTrader.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.